A man has a 1 in 7 chance of developing prostate cancer during his lifetime. The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation announces that September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Stay in the game! The foundation recommends that all men ages 45 to 75 see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. Don't sit on the sideline. Prostate cancer is nearly 100% survivable if caught early. For more information about free screening locations in September, visit arprostatecancer.org.
We move to the fourth quarter. It's 35-0. Nelson with the lead. The Marcy rule in effect. This final quarter will take 12 minutes, and that's it. The clock will not stop. Nelson wants to pass. A little bubble screen to the left side is going to be complete. And down to about the 12-yard line. K.A. Allen on the catch that time. The senior makes the catch from the sophomore and moves the chains.
Well, they just bring quickness off the bench, don't they?
They do. They've got some talent. That play went to the 14, so it was an 8-yard gain. Actually, see what's going to happen in that 5A East where Nettleton plays. Here's the ball tossed to the running back, and he is in for the touchdown, Nathan Young. Yeah, this 5A East has been win in Batesville year after year after year. Batesville is getting whipped by Searcy tonight. They're 0-2. So you're going to have win at the top, and maybe this is a year Nettleton can challenge in for the 5A East.
On to kick the extra point for Nettleton is number 30, Michael Dolan.
So Nathan Young with the 14-yard touchdown run. .10:33 left in the ball game. Golden now to try the extra point. This one's almost blocked. Hits the upright and bounces through.
Upright. Oh, bounce through.
42-0. Our score. It's Nettleton with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
No, oh, I can't believe that.
Nice.
I hit it perfect.
You're just standing too close to the ball. After you hit it.
Hey, you had one in the rough, two in the trees.
Maybe a new course would help.
Yeah.
We'll play the ridges at Village Creek, the public course at Arkansas's Village Creek State Park. I hear it's outstanding. 27 holes, Andy Dye designed PGA caliber championship layout, dramatic elevation changes.
Now let's finish this round and book a tee time.
We'll book online. The ridges at villagecreek.com.
This ad paid for with a combination of state funds and Arkansas Delta Byways Regional Association funds.
On the
9 minutes left here in the ball game. New kicker Alex Hernandez will kick for the Raiders. It's a short kick. For the bounce at the 20, picked up by Strope. Turn out across the 25, and he'll fight his way to about the 27-yard line. That's where Mountain Home will start this drive.
And this is the time where you just have to get through with not any more injuries or negatives.
It'll be first and 10, Mountain Home.
Ball at the 28. It's just amazing. We talked about the injuries. We've talked about them all night with Blake Boget, Peyton Hughes, Eddie Just, David Waymire, Lathan Aldridge hurt in pregame warmups. Brad Liddy's been hurt in the game. It's just amazing how many players are out hurt right now for Mountain Home. Just under 8 minutes left. Here's the inside handoff, Reese Winfeld, and boy, he is stacked up and gang tackled at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play for Winfeld.
now's not a time we need to not block up front and get somebody hurt. Now, he...
Reese Winfield, the ball carrier.
Cody Anderson comes up looping a little bit for Mountain Home. He's going to stay in the game.
He stopped by a host of Raiders. No gain on the play. Second down and 10.
Back home next week as Batesville is in town. 2 weeks from tonight, we're back here in Jonesboro. We'll be on the west side of town taking on the Hurricane. Who are getting whipped by Conway tonight. Just surprising.
Penalty flags down. Students, once again, I want to remind you, if you are calling for a ride home, make the call.
Penalty is going to be against Nettleton as they jump off sides.
Didn't you have Jonesboro pretty up high in the AP poll? I know they were in other polls.
Yes. In fact, number two in Class 6A, and they're somewhere in the overall top 10 as well. Seventh, Matt tells me, overall. So, I'd heard Conway was going to be improved this year. Of course, Springdale beat him last week, so that is shocking. Here's a handoff to Junior Williams, and he's got about four black jerseys riding him to the ground, a gain of one to the 34.
He's brought down by a whole tribe of Raiders, led by number 58, Jalen Willie.
6:06 to play. It's 42-0. Nettleton leads it. McKay under center. He will keep it on the option play and makes his way out to the 40.
Isaac McKay
picks up six.
He'll have a first down.
Bombers will move the chains.
Colton Holt and Desmond Mosley on the stop.
That's the eighth first down of the night for Mountain Home.
Six on the play. First down, Bombers.
Austin Lance back in there. The offensive line. Sam Krieger is coming in on the offensive line as well. Some of the starters headed out. First down, Mountain Home. The handoff, Winfield to the right side. And nice run. He's going to make his way out to the 46. A pickup of six on first down.
Tackle made by Nettleton's number 20, Jadarius Brown.
With Waymire out, the sophomore Trace Rick got the start at right tackle. Tonight, he's played well there. He's still in right now.
Have an update from St. Louis in the bottom of the fifth. Cardinals
4:29 left to play. It's 42-0, Nettleton. Strope in the backfield. They finally get him set, ready to go, and here's a flag. Good offsides against Nettleton.
Offsides against Nettleton.
Moves the ball to the 49-yard line. And a first down for Mountain Home.
As a result of the penalty,
a lot of new players in the ballgame for Nettleton.
Yes.
And don't think about looking at the ball for them to get down. And they just, when they put their hand down, they're well into the neutral zone. Now they've backed up 2 yards off the ball.
3:42 to go with the running clock here in this fourth quarter. Handoff comes to the near side as Winfield has the check. That's a new one in the backfield for Mountain Home. That's Hunter Shod. He's going to take it to the 46, a pickup of three.
And number 38, Zaylen Jones.
Clock continues to run with 3:12 to play. Well, it was a good crowd from out home here tonight. A lot
of
folks
made
that trip over. Ball fumbled in the backfield, and Mount Home's going to fall on it.
Fumble on the play.
Quarterback.
Yeah, that's Eric Peterson, who's in a quarterback now. And Loss of a couple sophomore falls on it, loses a couple of yards, back to the 48.
For the Bombers.
Third and nine coming up here from Mountain Home. Third and nine from the 48-yard line. 2:23 to play. Final non-conference game next Friday night. 2 weeks from tonight, the 6A East Conference gets started. Another fumble. Peterson having trouble with the exchange. And he's going to fall on it. No, they're going to mark him back at the 49 with a loss of one. So it's now fourth and 10.
It's fourth down and nine for Mountain Home.
And the punt team on for the Bombers with 1:47 to play.
Isaac McKay on the punt.
McKay to punt. Rick with a good snap back. Gets the kick away. Taken at the 25 by the return man. He's dropped at the 26. 1:18 to play, and Nettleton's going to have to snap it probably one more time, maybe twice, and this one will be over. Well, Bob, Mount Holmes could be 0-2 going into next week. Batesville is going to come to town 0-2, and boy, we remember what a battle it was at their place last year, an 8-6 final.
Well, it was. It was a tremendous game last year over there. You know, they went for two on the first touchdown of the game.
Yeah.
We went for two also and didn't make it. It'll be a good game. I'm just worried about our health right now. Just, you know, we've got so many guys that are hurt, and the ball's on the ground.
We've got a third-string running back and quarterback in there, and during the exchange, the ball was fumbled.
He was up on his shoulder at one time.
And Mountain Home comes up with it. So that's Cody Anderson that got the recovered fumble. Second turnover of the night.
I just let the clock run out here.
Yep.
13 seconds to go.
Mountain Home trying to get some offense out there. They're not going to. This one's going to end. 42-0, our final score, as Nettleton has defeated Mountain Home tonight. We'll begin the postgame show coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. Stay tuned for the Bombers postgame show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
How many of you listening want to improve your job status, your earning potential? But secondary education has always been a dream, because you already work full-time. ASU Mountain Home offers online blended courses, which provide online classes and face-to-face instructors. You can train for a new job while holding down your old one. And with the mechatronics, programming, nursing, other degrees, you'll get a sustainable career that's in great demand right now. Classes start soon. What are you waiting for? Apply online at asumh.edu. Your future starts now.
Our children deserve every advantage we can give them, and at Creative Academy Preschool in Mountain Home, we do just that. Our caring staff help children from infancy through age 5 with the skills they'll need for school, utilizing a full kindergarten readiness curriculum, an indoor gym, and activities designed to develop their full potential and ensure future success. We accept state vouchers and welcome visits and tours anytime. Stop by Creative Academy Preschool today at 731 Justice Street in Mountain Home, or give us a call at 425-1141.
Can you imagine that there are kids who don't have enough food for dinner, who don't have clothes for school, who live in houses without electricity? Hi, I am Micah Spaulding. On behalf of my parents, Captain Jay and Jamie Spaulding, thank you for being so generous to the Salvation Army. Because of you, the Salvation Army can make a difference in the lives of so many in our community, including kids. Thanks for helping us do the most good.